We're live. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. And we're live here on our 658th episode of the show. And today I want to talk about high-performing team and teams in conflict and what they deal, how they deal with it and why they appreciate conflict. Okay, so this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer and not work those crazy hours. Get home to family and friends. Have some fun like I did over the holiday weekend with my family. Getting some exercise in, watching fireworks and just having fun in the office and at home. So why do I bring this up? Why do I bring up this conflict? Because so many people are conflict adverse. They just can't, even the slightest bit of conflict, they just can't handle it. But in Scrum, it becomes a way of life. Not in a bad way. And you're like, oh my God, conflict's so bad, Greg. Why are you talking about conflict? It's conflict in the fact there is some disagreement, agreement action going on, which causes the conflict. High-performing teams are ready to accept that conflict will happen. So the idea, conflict will happen, right? It's going to happen. High-performing teams know how to use it and adjust it and use it to their betterment, okay? To say conflict will never happen is a false narrative, all right? There will happen. And the high-performing teams know what to do when it comes. I mean, let's say something bad happens. How do we handle that? We have a disagreement with another team. How do we handle that? How do we get through that barrier of conflict rapidly into an agreement where everybody moves in the same direction? And these high-performing teams will use the conflict as an enhancement to what they're doing. They will grow. So when we talk about daily scrums, the other day I talked about daily scrums, how the team had conversation, how they had strife, but conflict was, I need some help. I need someone to come help me. The conflict in Scrum, why Scrum is for complex solutions, is that it gets more than one person's idea on how to solve the problem together. When people have differing ideas on how to solve a problem, that is where the conflict is. It's not a major conflict. It's not like I want to bang you in the head kind of conflict. But it's conflict in the fact that we have disagreement and how to solve the problem. But each person's take, their diverse take on how to solve the problem, makes the solving the solution that much more robust. So you see where I'm getting at? Teams that allow conflict, understand conflict's going to happen, expect conflict to happen, know how to build more robust solutions to the problem, therefore they become more high performing, right? So that's where I'm getting at. And the other one I'm going to talk about and why I say this. So there's going to be a conflict when you try to push the envelope, when you have a real goal to achieve new product versus not a real goal of just keeping the lights on. So there's new product and there's just keeping the lights on. Just keeping the lights on is not really a conflict-based scenario. Trying to come up with a new product line, what that should be, how it should work, how should we develop it, how we make it go better, will be living through conflict. And the teams that need to perform learn how to deal with that conflict. And how do they do that? They're open, they trust. The basic values of Scrum help them make it through the conflict. So when we talk about the Scrum values, right, those are to help you with conflict. Didn't know that, did you? So go look at those Scrum values. Go put them through your brain. Find out what's there, what's preventing your teams from being a high-performing team. Find ways of having courage to say no. Have courage in a way, can I help? Courage and say, I need help, right? We talked about courage the other day. It's a great way of getting through conflict. And I think maybe what I'll do is the rest of the week, I'll hit all the values. We talked about courage last week. I think I'm going to cover the rest of the values and how Each value helps you go through conflict through the rest of this week. It is a short week from a work perspective. Today is the day after a holiday. But I also want you to think about, are your goals really challenging you? Are they really pushing you? Or are you just working to keep the lights on? If you're just keeping the lights on, you're going to get burnt out fast, right? So I just want to share that with you. Maybe that's a little lofty idea about how conflict, how high-performing teams acknowledge that conflict is going to happen. Question is, do they have the tools in place, the mentality in place to manage that conflict and grow from that conflict, right? And our job as Agile coaches and Scrum Masters is use those tools to help them grow in that conflict realm, because it's always going to happen. Don't tell me every day there's conflict. I don't think there's a day in my life I don't have conflict. Sometimes I do really good. Sometimes I do really bad. So with that, I'm going to leave it at that because it is a Tuesday, I guess. And I want to wish you all the best. Please give us a thumbs up. Don't forget we have podcasts out there that we're sharing around the world. It's actually growing pretty well, so that's great. Please give us a ring once, twice for when we go live. And I'm still getting used to my new job, so I'm working on the calendar and the schedule and everything that needs to go along with that. So wish me best, and I wish you all the best in this summer, and enjoy. Happy scrumming. Take care. Bye.